you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Acts chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. So what do you think about those words, Marianne?
Well, you know, every time you read one of these scriptures, I feel like there's some new light coming.
Well, it all started a week ago with you when I said I want to open up the program with a special verse that maybe God's put on my heart that very day. And this one actually has been on my heart for about the last 5 or 6 days. I've been reading through this portion of Acts chapter 6. It's the setting of choosing some servants because the disciples were finding themselves waiting on tables and trying to figure out.
Right, doing too much.
Yeah, we need to focus on giving our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. And so as I just read it, I thought, I want that to be an encouragement to our listeners, too, because sometimes we can be caught up in doing so many different things that it deludes our focus. I've used that many times with the radio ministry. People say, can you do this? Do you want to be a part of this? Can you help out here? And I said, you know, those are great things, but it would delude my focus. I'm called to, you know, oversee and assist with the radio ministry, and I just don't have the time or the energy or the abilities to pull off what you need.
Well, one thing I like about that scripture is that the apostles didn't think they were above waiting on tables, clearly, because they'd been doing it. It wasn't that they couldn't do it.
Right, right.
But they couldn't do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that is a good word for you, because you're the president that vacuums the, the station.
Yeah, John Swinford, the station manager in Springfield. I came in with a bundle of papers. He said, so you're out delivering papers again?
Yep.
I said, yeah, I stopped by at the one restaurant. I said, hey, you know, I'll do anything that'll further the purposes of this radio ministry and honor God. So
I think it's a great attitude. Probably need to get this figured out.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I think, Mark, you got to find some other helpers.
Yeah.
So if you want to be one of our Prime Lifetimes deliverers, we're continuing to expand into Springfield and Bloomington and Decatur, obviously Champaign, Urbana, the greater Central Illinois area. I had one volunteer willing and ready to go in Macomb, Illinois.
I want to get to Macomb personally.
Yeah, I just got to figure out how to get the papers to them each and every month.
Yeah.
And there's others that are helping out in Indiana and Danville and such. So, but I love this part about where they're saying, choose some men that are full of the Spirit and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote in my Bible, I forgot to bring it with me this morning, but I said, Lord, I want to be like Stephen. I want to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. And then later on, it talks about Stephen where it says, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. So I thought, oh, I want to be full of faith too. So I want to be full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith and wisdom. But then I thought, I also like what the disciples wanted to do, and I want that to be a part of my mission statement, so that I can give my attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. Now, the ministry of the Word, because of our broadcast, it's going out, and we want to do that in excellence and make sure, you know, our transmitters and everything's running and everything works right.
Yeah.
But given my attention to prayer, and I thought, Lord, that's an area where help me grow, help me develop, help me be ever mindful that praying without ceasing, you know, before I make the call, before I send out the email, before I determine, you know, a course of action to take. Has it been prayed up? Have I fasted in prayer? Some of these major decisions making. In fact, today I'm pretty excited.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit wound up. We have a board meeting coming up.
Oh, I thought you were going to make one right here.
Yeah, no. So I've been praying up the board meeting, but we're going to be asking 4 to 5 new people to join our board.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gives them an opportunity to sit in on our board meeting, to pray up things, to hear some of the future endeavors or where we feel God's leading us, to participate in some open discussion. And so I've been praying up these 5 board members. 4 of them will make it to tonight's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
1 can't because some of this was made at the last minute, so they had schedules that they couldn't get out of. But I'm praying up these 4 people. And you suggested one on Monday that I hadn't even thought about, even though as soon as you said his name, I thought, he would be a special asset, a gift to our board. And so I talked with him on Monday night, and he was excited.
Good.
So I just feel God's raising up these five potentially new board members, and it'll be exciting to meet with them. And
well, such an important part of the ministry is those board members. You know, another thing about that passage of Scripture is we often think, well, those guys were given the lower jobs. Hmm. Well, one of those so-called lower-jobbed people was the first martyr of the church, Stephen.
Yeah.
And he was so amazing and so faithful, and he stood in the face of everything, and he saw Jesus.
Right.
Wow, the risen Christ. He saw him before he died.
Amen. Well, that was Acts chapter 6. I highly recommend reading that. And those were verses, basically read chapter 6, verse 1 through 7, gives you the whole context. And then verse 7, it's kind of neat. As a result of them focusing on getting people that are full of the Spirit and full of faith and serving so that they could focus on giving their attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word, verse 7. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
Wow.
And a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
Amazing.
So a huge impact as a result of everyone
getting in order.
Yep.
Getting in place.
Oh, God's word, it's good. Read some of it today. And I've continued the practice. I think I've read Psalm 145 now, not only like 8 or 9 days in a row, but probably 20, 25 times. I love it. I love starting my day. I love reading it when I close out my day. But Psalm 145 is just so filled. In fact, today at today's board meeting, I'm going to open up the meeting by reading all of Psalm 145. And then I'm going to probably reference this Acts chapter 6. And so
your joy over the word of the Lord is inspiring and admirable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for his word, and thank you, God, for the word, capital W,
absolutely,
the Lord Jesus Christ. So, well, it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review, so our practice on Wednesday is to either have a content contributor in to read their story or what they've submitted, or maybe sometimes you pick out some special articles or stories, and I think you have a good one, right?
I think so, yeah. A lot of people in the Champaign County area and probably beyond know Rita Blockman. And she writes for the Prime Lifetime. She has, long before we got it, she's a good writer. She's written a lot of articles. And I thought I'd read one that she wrote recently because a number of people have talked about how it touched them. So it's called Photography, Mirror of Life. Photos are powerful. I'm just beginning to truly understand what that means to me personally and perhaps to others. For me, as I think about their significance, there are various categories of photos. Photos can provoke strong emotions in people. When I get out baby pictures of our grandchildren, I look closely at their hands, their expressions, and little changes over very short periods of time. I also sense their innocence and curiosity for life.
And I bet every grandparent right now is thinking of pictures.
I want to go get the pictures.
Yeah. They're going to open up an album and show it off to somebody today.
Now I understand why I love hearing about the height and the weight of newborns. It's such a miracle to look at a picture and see that every little part's there. Photos that capture hands of parents and young children are endearing. Recently, my niece has been sending photos of my dear sister, Ellen, who passed away last December. And actually, Rita wrote an article about that, too. It was very touching. The most recent that she sent was taken at a photo booth 55 years ago.
Wow.
It included Ellen, her young twins, and me. Those were days when photo booths were everywhere. You probably remember those too, Mark.
Yeah.
People often made funny faces and crowded into the booth to capture a moment. We had done just that. Seeing that picture conjured up funny and nostalgic emotions, but also sadness because she's no longer with us. I compared that with a photo we took at one of the last dinners we had together. It was a traditional photo with our heads touching one another. I could not know then how much I would love having this photo for so many reasons, painful and pleasurable feelings intertwined. Then I started thinking about all the photos we've taken at special moments, the first day of school for our children, birthday parties, life cycle events like confirmations and graduations. Photos such as these help to put the pieces of our life together. In 1 second, we can capture the meaningfulness of an event. A few weeks ago, I started studying photography via Zoom. Oh, the ever-present Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. With a gentleman from Northern California. Some years ago, when I felt anxious, someone suggested photography to me as a hobby. I took my camera on a trip to Chicago and started taking photos of street scenes. After some time, I found that my total focus was on people and places. I might not have noticed them without the camera. I experienced a special time, being totally in a zone where no extraneous thoughts entered my mind. I left that first experience with photography with more clarity, less anxiety, and more attentiveness to the people and things around me. I was convinced that photography had much to offer all of us and that I would enjoy it. The experience of having an objective person critique your photos is uplifting. Again, I'm learning that though I have improved a lot, I still have much to learn. Holding a camera makes me feel empowered and helps me connect with people when I ask permission to take their photos. It adds excitement when I travel. I notice that I see things differently and unconsciously begin to frame a picture in my mind, even if I'm just looking up through the limbs of a massive tree. I notice nature, people, and animals more. As I study photography, I feel more joy as I look at the photos I have taken or at others' photos. Now I understand Shakespeare's statement that eyes are the windows of your soul. Photography stops time instead of our seeking and getting immediate gratification.
I'm thinking at Lincoln Square Mall here, every year they set out all those tables and those poster boards and put out all the various photographs.
Don't they?
And I love walking through that. Maybe that's going to be coming up. I don't know.
I hope so.
I haven't heard about that yet.
So photos captures personalities. It allows us to feel, think, and react in our fast-paced society. In everyday life, photos connect us to the past and remind us of people, places, and feelings. Photography helps us define ourselves. I'm learning post-production editing, hoping it will enhance my creativity. I'm including three photos, they're in this article, that speak to the idea of the universality of connectedness among humans, pets, and people in different cultures. No matter where we live in our world, there's something special about talking to good friends in a casual setting. In the first photo, my friend Lori vividly captures that moment in Tibet. I took the middle photo, which captures the adoration of our son John for his daughter Gigi. I love that name. I took the third photo, which spoke to me of the intense bond between a dog and its owner. I sensed a strong connection as the dog sought to attract its owner's attention, which was momentarily concentrated on appreciating the ocean view.
Yeah.
Photography is a universal language we all speak. Great photos communicate so much, and even photos taken during silly times communicate a lot. I remember traveling with my friend Krista to South Korea. We both wanted to buy some clothes with an Asian flair to remember our good times there. Because we knew very few Korean words and our salesperson knew very little English, we had many laughs trying to communicate. We all started laughing and had someone take our picture as we found some clothes to try on. Photos remind us of people, places, and good times, no matter their quality. Another time, a sushi chef at a California restaurant presented us with a beautiful, artistically arranged tray of sushi. As he presented it, he loudly shouted an exclamation of joy, looking very proud. I grabbed my camera and captured the moment. Not only did I appreciate the proud look on the chef's face, I truly cherished the sushi as art. A couple of months ago, I discovered that, through the years, we had taken photos with friends at Illinois football games, everyone lined up in a row wearing our Illinois sweatshirts. It was obvious that we had aged each year. But I was comfortable knowing we had captured our tradition in images. Another tradition I vividly remember was my English friend making me a pot of tea, demonstrating the proper way to do so. Her methodical procedure included first pouring milk into the cup. I agree. That's the way to do it.
Oh,
that's just an interjection on my part. I learned to drink tea from the English. Okay, pour the cup of milk into the cup of tea. Pour the milk into the teacup. Okay. Years later, I discovered a photo of a lovely English teacup. I bought the photo for my friend, who enjoys displaying it in her home in England, where she retired. There are poignant moments that teach us lessons about humanity. My husband recently lost a dear friend to cancer. We had taken a photo with him the previous year when we enjoyed a lovely dinner before seeing a play. As my husband visited his dear friend each day, he decided to take along the photo from the special dinner. When my husband returned to visit a few days before his friend's death, his friend was holding the photo and wouldn't let it go. That experience made an indelible impression on my husband. Photos can truly mirror our soul and our lives. And this says, the byline, Rita is the author of Listen to the Wisest of All, available at Amazon. She can be reached at Blockman4, that's the numeral 4, at Comcast.net, or find her at ListenToTheWisestOfAll.com. And I brought Rita's book so you can see it, Mark.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that. Maybe someday having her in and telling some of the stories of these people. And I'm looking at the three photographs. Yeah, the dog looking at his owner, I guess you would say, and the owner is kind of looking out over the sea and mesmerized, and the dog's like, hey, I'm down here.
Hey,
look at me. Hey,
let's go for a run.
And then the three friends sitting on a bench together with their colorful outfits and hats and bonnets on and discussing and sharing. And, and then the father just looking at
his
Gigi.
Daughter. I love that name.
Yeah, pictures. Way back when I had my first apartment, when I was going to college, I had a dark room in the bathroom. I wanted to be a photographer.
Really?
I loved taking pictures. I had all the photography equipment and different lenses, zoom lenses, micro lenses, the different filters, star filters, different things. I still have many of those pictures and some albums. And Esther the other day goes, Daddy, what are all these? And so I was shy. I said, oh, that was
the ancient past.
Gosh, I guess that's 40 something years ago.
Take many pictures now?
With the phone, I take some, but not so many.
Well, everybody that has read this article, starting with Karen Harrison, when she writes, like, I got to get my camera out. I got to get going here. It kind of generates something in you, like, hey, I got to get pictures of everything.
Well, I know even on my phone now with Esther, let's see, adopted Esther over 7 years ago, and I have so many of the pictures. You know, I've deleted many off, but I still have 100, 200 of my favorites.
Yeah.
And so I love scrolling through once in a while. And that's, you know, and I have some even little videos. You know, the iPhones nowadays, you can take those videos. And so it's her, like, going on the swing set you know, the chickens chasing after her when she's only, like, 6 or 7. So it's so fun.
That's what I liked about this article. It's not the group pictures we all gathered in. Those are great, too. But it's when you can capture, like the chickens chasing us, when you can capture those moments of life, just everyday life. And it doesn't have to be anything special.
And it's the essence
of
that
memory. Mom mopping the floor, you know?
Yeah. It's what you've attached to it, the emotions at the time. Or
memory.
Yeah, the great memories. And so if you're maybe saying today, you know, I'm sitting alone, I don't have friends, what fun would it be for me to capture pictures? Get out. Go to a park. Find somewhere where maybe children are at a playground. And I like the point where it said, ask permission.
Oh, definitely.
Like if you go to Arthur, you know, and you, I want to capture the Amish.
I know.
You know, ask permission.
Everybody goes down,
takes
pictures of the Amish and does ask them.
They don't ask. And so sure you have permission or, you know, just say, hey, I love your outfit. Do you mind if I take a picture of you?
Or not even people. I mean, I know someone who takes pictures of nature and has gotten some fantastic pictures of, like, just beautiful ladybugs on brilliant green leaves. It is so fun to look through that.
And nowadays, some of these phones are almost better than cameras. And you can edit them and change things. And Esther's doing some things. I said, how did you do that? How did you add that?
Oh, these kids know so much.
Oh, they can add captions and, you know, they can do so much with it. But, it's a keepsake. It's a memory.
We just forget how, you know, except for those of us who are challenged in eyesight or blind, and they would probably test this too, we're so visual.
Yeah.
colors, everything. We're so visual, and we ignore it, and it's a great part of our life.
Yeah,
so God-given.
Get your camera out or get your iPhone out or, you know, maybe use your other abilities. Maybe you're going to draw something that you've seen or you're going to record it in some unique way. Maybe you'll come up with a song. You'll see or picture maybe the children on the playground and that'll convey to you some thoughts, some lyrics, or, there's a lot of different ways.
I love that.
Put that creative cap on and see how you can maybe bring glory to God through the means or mechanisms He's gifted you with.
And it does.
Maybe you build something to represent something.
And it does bring glory to God. I mean, just step outside and look around and go, oh, yeah, that's right. God's a creator. He likes color and life and everything. Yeah. So let it flow through you.
All right. Well, we're going to close out with a fun song.
Oh,
and I hope you'll be encouraged today. I'll be praying up our board meeting. It's at 6:30 tonight. And we hope to include 4 or 5 new board members onto the team. And we'll pray up God to lead us into the days ahead so we can effectively serve you best and raising up the name of Jesus. And
let's raise up the Stevens.
Yes, amen.
We're kind of Stevens in a way, Mark.
Let's hope so. Let's keep trying.
I hope we are.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.